As Kiara was a healthy and active child, this was a few months before her fourth birthday. She loved to read and sing, but most of all, she loved to skate. In early October, her mother says she gave her child flu medicine because she had a cough. The next day, she was admitted to hospital, vomiting and unable to urinate.
On Saturday night, the doctor called me. They said my daughter is critical. All her organs are damaged, her brain, heart, liver and eyes. On Sunday morning, she had heart failure and she died in my lap.
She's just one of more than 100 children in Indonesia who have died in recent months from acute kidney injury after being given medicinal syrup. Earlier this month, the World Health Organization issued a warning after cough syrup in the Gambia was also linked to the deaths of nearly 70 children.
Most of the acute kidney injury cases this year involve children under the age of 5. Indonesia's Food and Drug Agency is investigating, and meanwhile, some medicines have been pulled off pharmacy shelves.
In some cities, police conducted checks to ensure compliance with the rule. Experts say the real number of fatalities is likely to be higher due to underreporting.
It's a fairly new condition. We never had a lot of children with intoxication before. If in the central hospital is it still confusing, yeah? So how in the rural area?
The health ministry says it will strengthen controls in the future. Shaliha says there must be accountability.
The government needs to investigate this intensively and come up with solutions. I don't want any mother to feel what I'm feeling right now. I've lost my baby.
She has started to donate some of her daughter's things, but her roller skates are still here at the front of the house, a reminder of the joy she brought to this home that was suddenly taken away. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Jakarta.
Well, joining us now to talk more about this is Dicky Budiman, researcher in global health security at Griffith University. He joins us from Bandung, Indonesia. Thank you for being with us. This is a really heartbreaking story, but also one filled with anger that this was allowed to happen.
Yeah, this is, the first case they take in this year. And also then WHO also released the awareness about this issue in early of October. So we can see from in terms of the global health security, how poor and also how literally ill prepared for our global health security response in terms of medicine and food safety product. And then now we see not only in Gambia, the first case appeared, and also then some in India, but then now Indonesia has the highest number, not only in terms of the victim, but also the probability the total cases, which is underreported. When we know Indonesia has a huge population also, and also many islands, and the literacy of health is also another problem, because then majority of these patients probably just among community, and they don't know, and they didn't go to the health services. And I agree and also strongly advise that government should take this as the outbreak national status, because then they have to responsible to do not only to cure by imported the antidote to the patient, but also to find the cases among community and screen them, and also support the unvulnerable one who has, you know, limited access, a limited financial resource to go to the hospital to get the treatment. That's the useful of this outbreak national status, to support not only community but also the local district who has this limited access.
What sort of symptoms should parents be looking for to detect this early and be in a position to do something about it?
Yeah, so in the first time that I raised the awareness that at least the local health professional should aware that if there is some children who has symptom of unable to urinate or pee, especially under, you know, 5 years old, years old. So that's a main symptom that we have to take this very seriously. And of course, then the other symptom that appear from the symptom so far, the diarrhea and also vomit. So those three main symptoms should be the first way we can screen and also detect the at the early stage of the case, because that's very important, because this acute kidney failure, the response is depend on how fast we found the cases. And also then it's not only I appreciate that the government now already banned the several number of the medicine side of especially, but that's not enough, because we know Indonesia is illiteracy, but the medicine is also our problem, and not necessarily in remote island they know about this, and also we have to also to find another solution, because coughing and also flu in Indonesia is very common. So again, we have to also give another solution for them in terms of this medication. Then again, I always say, in terms of this situation, we have to do our best to support, especially not only in Java, because again, the majority cases now supported or contribute from Java Island, but it doesn't mean out of Java Island there is no case, because again, the government should guarantee the security of the medicine in all Indonesia.
We're going to have to leave it there, but I really appreciate your thoughts on what is a very important story. Thanks very much for being with us, Dickie Boudiman.
Thank you for having me.